Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Durden. One of the most successful independent record companies of all time was the Jewel Paula label out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Created by the legendary Stan the Record Man Lewis, the twin labels had both pop and gospel hits. On the secular side, Lightnin' Hopkins, John Lee Hooker, Mickey Gilley all scored hits, although none were as big as Judy in Disguise by John Fred and his Playboy Band, which knocked the Beatles out of number one, at least for a week. On the gospel side, Jewel is best known for the recorded sermons of the Reverend Jasper Williams, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, the Reverend W. Leo Daniel, and many others. But a number of first-rate gospel artists, including Clarence Fountain and the Soul Stirrers, ended up here as well. That said, one of my favorite releases is by the absolutely unknown Johnson Ensemble, Oh Yes He Will. This sounds like circa 1970, and the uncredited lead singer blasts into the song at full tilt, with an energetic band backing her and the manic small group hanging on for dear life. Oh Yes He Will is what they used to call a house wrecker, the kind of up-tempo closing vamp that great gospel artists use to close out their concerts and leave exhausted congregations screaming for more.
Oh yes he will,
I know he will.
Oh yes he will,
yes he will.
Yes, he will. Oh yes he will, yes he will. Oh yes he will.
The problems seem much more than you can bear.
Call on the Savior.
Steal away in the darkest hour and say a prayer.
The Lord is able.
He will hear your
I'm Robert Durden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.